We women and organizations, startups, we're famous for working in silos and famous for thinking that the problems we're dealing with is ours and ours alone. Like we're the mm-hmm. only ones going through no funding, no, you know, not enough money for press or, you know, not enough people attending or not enough people using, you know, downloading the app. I mean, no, everybody's going through the same thing. And once you get plugged into those networks, you really start to understand you're not alone.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz in for Miss Esprit Devora. Today, with us on the podcast, we have Lisa May Brunson, CEO and founder of Wonder Women Tech. Cannot wait to learn more. You're listening to Women in Tech Podcast. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay, I'm so splendid. So I gave you a brief introduction, but really we're here to learn about you as a woman, as an entrepreneur, and what you are about. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and Wonder Women Tech?
Awesome. Thanks so much. So, you know, I call myself a social innovator. I'm passionate about technology. I'm passionate about equality. I'm passionate about human rights. And I absolutely love changing the world in as many ways as possible. And definitely Wonder Women Tech allows me to be all of those things under one umbrella.
I love it.
So I'm so excited to build something that truly is highlighting, celebrating, and educating women and diversity in STEAM industries.
That is amazing. So we're talking a lot about highlighting diversity and tech. What, if you could explain for the audience, what exactly does Wonder Women Tech do? And I know it's an event. Are there other legs to that?
Absolutely. So Wonder Women Tech, first of all, evolved from a hackathon that we did at Arizona State University to, you know, a one-off event we did in Los Angeles with the mayor of Los Angeles and a bunch of partners there. And, you know, we got an opportunity to work with the mayor of Long Beach, who gave us the Long Beach Convention Center for the next 3 years. So through 2018, we get to build this conference. And mm-hmm. that really sort of shaped the way that we were going to expand this vision. So what we've done is put together an event that, you know, we can highlight women in tech and entrepreneurs and engineers and female founders. But also we get to wrap in a beautiful component where we look at people of color in the industry. We look at our deaf and disabled. How are we innovating for them? Or who are the people behind, you know, the scenes, you know, that make up those demographics? So we really get to play with a lot of, you know, industries and a lot of demographics within those industries.
Yeah. Wow. That is so incredible. There's such a reach there. So if we were walking in tomorrow to Wonder Women Tech, would I probably be in tech or would I just be interested in the field or what would you expect to walk into at that conference?
Well, there's a little bit of something for everyone. So, you know, we're passionate about creating change in real time. So we've got coding classes for kids. We've have computer basics for seniors. We have workforce development programs for, you know, folks in college that are looking to brush up their resume. They can also meet with companies like Google and Microsoft to get, you know, hired. But then also those C-suite women can come on board and learn more about their industry. How can they stay in the industry? You know, how can they gain mentorship and get inspired? And then, you know, of course, companies can come on board and highlight their greatest innovations, talk about their diversity and inclusion initiatives, and all together, you know, we're highlighting change makers in 2017.
Wow, I love it. So I know you're a change maker yourself. What inspired you? What is the inspiration behind Wonder Women Tech and everything that you do personally?
Well, you know, I am so passionate about changing the world. I knew I was destined to do that since I was a little girl, you know, and just loving television. I got, you know, my first start doing, you know, things around building web series. I tried to launch an internet TV network around diversity. It was called Equality TV. And it's just kind of led me on this path towards, you know, discovery and looking at innovation under so many different lenses. Mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, when I fell in love with tech, you know, in the mobile developer community, you know, by launching a couple of hackathons, I got to discover how awesome it is to be exposed to, you know, a bunch of techies and a bunch of thinkers, you know, people, visionaries that are constantly solving challenges, whether it's just, you know, how can we create functionality with this program, or how can we actually create, you know, sustainable energy for entire, you know, to take an entire city off the grid. So mm-hmm. I love it all.
Love it. So this stemmed from a hackathon, a couple hackathons, and then was it you who originated the idea? And for those listening, you know, there's women out there who have this idea, but really taking it full circle and taking action to really come, you know, full circle to translate that into a substantial business or company or event. How did you get your idea to really take shape? What were your first steps?
Well, you know, as a social innovator, I look at challenges and problems. You know, somebody comes to me or I happen to look at something and I think, you know, how can we make something work here? What can we do to, you know, change the story? And that's really, you know, hearing a bunch of people talk about, you know, women in tech and the dismal, mm-hmm. you know, aspects of what it means to be a woman in tech, a person of color, LGBT in the industry, you know, and I wanted to do something about that. And Wonder Woman Tech and what it's evolved into, you know, with my team, with our partners and organizations, with our government, you know, partners, it's evolved into something beyond an idea.
Yeah.
It's not just my idea. It's evolved into this universal legacy, I think, that so many people can get on board.
I love it. Love, love it. And coming up while you were creating all of this, did you have someone that you would go to for advice? Do you have someone that you might call a mentor throughout your career?
I wish.
Okay.
I think that's like the most challenging thing was through this, realizing the importance of mentors. I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, mm-hmm. you know, building this vision. I never imagined I would launch a conference. So I've cut my teeth on this in the last couple of years. I don't even want to get into all those details. You can hear about those on the stages I will take next year.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, it's definitely, mentorship is huge. And I realized that, you know, one, I want to offer myself as a mentor, you know, to others. And I can't stress how important it is, you know, to be able to reach out, offer yourself in that regard, or, you know, seek one out so that you can get the very best opportunities forward.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you find yourself mentoring more because maybe you didn't have that role model?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
You know, I've been able to build this vision through what I call the art of fearless asking. So everything I've done so far, literally a wing and a prayer. I'm just asking for what I need. I'm throwing things against the wall, hoping it sticks. And I've, you know, what I tell my team all the time is we're already at no. So let's find out what we can do to get to our yes. And that's why we've been able to partner with such large organizations and mayors all over the world. I mean, it's just so exciting.
Wow, that is incredible. And that's such a, what a good philosophy specifically to impart on your team is, hey, you know what? We're at that point. We're at the neutral mark. So anything like you cannot, it can't land in the negative. It really is motivating to be fearless in your asks.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. So how do you overcome your challenges?
Oh, do we ever overcome challenges?
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, it's learning work-life balance. Something that I have not learned this year. So I'm not sitting here saying that I've learned that, but I'm coming to understand that there's a such thing as work-life balance. There's a such thing as taking time out for yourself. Meditation is huge for me.
Mm.
Checking in with family, friends, loved ones. That's something, you know, being an entrepreneur, being a female founder, especially, we kind of lose touch. I've heard this from so many women that I've worked with. You know, we get so caught up in trying to go for that success that we forget ourselves and sometimes other people. So checking in and making it a point to do that is what, you know, is allowing me to continue to move forward and meet challenges head on.
I love that. Yeah, I just got a shirt that says heavily meditated.
Absolutely. I want one of those.
Yeah, no, it's great to just recenter yourself. So at any point or period, did you find yourself at a crossroads ever where you needed to change paths? Like, what I'm doing isn't working, or maybe it's not fulfilling me, and you sort of changed course or direction?
Yes, yes, and yes. All the time. You know, like when I first originally launched Equality TV and was like struggling, and I put in literally everything I had, all the money I had, my ideas, everything. I gave it everything for 6 years, and I'm like, nothing's working. And it was so hard for me to give up on that dream and that vision. And so when Wonder Women Tech started being birthed, it really kind of lent itself to many of the foundational aspects of my original vision. So it was okay for me to kind of sink my teeth into something new. But, you know, it's very humbling to realize like, hey, this isn't working. Let's try something else. And maybe this will lead you in a newer, you know, greater direction. And even more so when you've made mistakes and you realize, well, that didn't work. So I need to, you know, maybe it's not that I need to stop, you know, altogether, but I need to reevaluate, pull back, and then, you know, reassess and then move forward in a strategic direction, which is what I've had to do with Wonder Women Tech every single year so far.
Wow. Reassess and rebuild, sort of expanding, because you went from local to global now, right?
Yeah. Next year, we're going global. We are working on a fantastic event in London in April. So that, you know, is very exciting for us. And immediately we started getting more phone calls from other cities. And we'll also be in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
next year alongside our main conference in Long Beach. So we're very excited to be able to have grown in 3 years to where we are. And again, it just started with planting seeds and having a passion and willingness to create a change in the world.
Congratulations. Ow, ow. That's like a boss babe thing to do. You've gone global. I love it. So for anyone listening, do you have any resources that you go to that are readily available for you, maybe apps or websites that you use that you'd recommend as a resource for entrepreneurs?
You know, honestly, I really love all of the women's groups that are out there, whether it's women in tech groups, you know, Girls Who Code, or, We Are LA Tech, you know, I find comfort in looking at other people's stories, trajectories, networks. You know, NC Wit is a great, you know, is a wealth of resources I've used to build. And then mentorship. You know, mentorship is huge. There's a lot of networks out there. I think it's Glassbreakers.
Mm-hmm. I've heard. Yeah, I think I know the groups that you're talking about. There's, incredible.
So those are good. Get yourself plugged in. You know, I'm plugged into so many networks. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I do know some folks from there. And I get on a call, and next thing you know, I'm like, you know, right as rain the next day, you know?
Yeah, there's never a lack of peers or associates or people to connect with inside of those.
So. You just have to reach out. I mean, I think we women and organizations, startups, we're famous for working in silos and famous for thinking that the problems we're dealing with is ours and ours alone. Like, we're the only ones going through no funding, no, you know, not enough money for press, or, you know, not enough people attending, or not enough people using, you know, downloading the app. I mean, no, everybody's going through the same thing. And once you get plugged into those networks, you really start to understand you're not alone.
Yeah, you bring a sense of normalcy to the struggle.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. Right. We're all struggling together.
I know. Yeah. If you tell someone, oh man, I haven't slept in hours, they automatically know, oh, I know the feeling. You're inside those communities of like-minded human beings, the struggles are the same. So all of a sudden, you get more willpower to overcome. I love that.
Absolutely.
Love, love, love it. So how can people stay connected with you?
Well, you know, these days I live in live, sleep, breathe Wonder Women Tech. So you can check us out on www.wonderwomentech.com. You could also look us up on Twitter. We have weekly Twitter parties every Thursday, 1 o'clock PST. So you can chime in, get plugged into our ecosystem. So that's at Wonder Women Tech. as well. And also check us out on Facebook. We like to throw some social media campaigns out there. We're going to be doing some contests coming up. I mean, we're really going to start revving up our ecosystem for the next year. We're engaging our 2017 theme, We Are Changemakers. So we're going to have a lot of people to highlight and a lot of information to share.
That is incredible. Well, we love changemakers here at Women in Tech Podcast. Thank you so much, Lisa. That was Lisa May Brunson, founder of Wonder Women Tech. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.